Romans chapter 13 and verse 7. Now, this is written in the context of how we are to respond to government, but there's a principle in here. It says in Romans 13, 7, it says, render, and it's a command, by the way. He's not suggesting this. This is an imperative, and the word render means to deliver or to give. Okay? It says, render, therefore, to all their due. Taxes, to whom taxes are due. Customs, to whom customs. Fear, means respect fear. Fear, to whom fear. Honor, to whom honor. The principle here, folks, and it is, God alone is to be worshipped, but there are people to whom we owe honor. And the word honor simply means to value. It means to place a great value upon. And so tonight, we're going to honor Bob and Jan Bose. Because interestingly enough, it seems like we wait and honor somebody after they're gone, right? At the funeral, that's when we honor them. Which, by the way, Pastor Ted Lawrence, Dusty's brother, his funeral yesterday was just a blessing, and he definitely was honored. And Dave Little, Dave Little was pastor at Watkins Glen, and Pastor Ted Lawrence was his assistant pastor at Watkins Glen for many years. And Dave Little gave the message. Now, Ted, because he was fighting sickness, and he knew that the Lord was bringing home soon, he put together his own funeral service. He wrote out the order of service, who he wanted to do what, the songs he wanted sang, and he called Pastor Dave Little in, and he says, and I want you to give the message. And here's the text I want you to use. He even picked the text for his own message. And, you know, Pastor Lawrence had a long ministry to a lot of people in New York State, and he picked two pastors to have a part in his service. And one was Pastor Dave Little, and the other was Pastor Dave DeLeon. And why he chose me and gave me the honor of reading Scripture, his favorite passages of Scripture at his service, I don't know. But that was an honor, and it was a joy to honor that man and give him great value. Well, you know, we wait till then so often. You know, we really shouldn't, because the text here says render present tense, right now. Give honor where honor is due. So I guess we could title this message, Bob and Jan, Things I Would Say at Your Funeral. Right. We're going to say them now. Well, they've been with us for, what, we're going on 6 years now, right? Bob and Jan, I think, is it 5 years, something like that? And some of you don't know how they found our church. Of course, they've known the Lord for years. They've been walking with Jesus for longer than many of you here have been alive. And they were in looking for a church home. And they live in Manlius. They were in between churches looking for a church home. And Bob was out on his bike, because he rides that bicycle about, you know, 600 or 700 miles a day, I think, is what he puts on that thing. And all the way in Manlius. And he was riding another country road he hadn't been on, coming down Route 13, and passed open door, saw it, said, oh, we're tell Jan to look that one up on the internet. So she did when he got home, and they visited us, and they've been coming ever since. Quickly became members. They're part of our church. And, you know, when it comes to giving value, to giving honor, you know, the honorable are the ones who don't seek it. And that's 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, it says, likewise, you younger people, submit to your elders. And then it says, yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You see, those who receive the greatest honor, it's always the ones who are never looking for it. Have you noticed that? Told Janet how much we're going to miss her. And she says, well, Bob and I have hardly made a dent here. Yeah, right. They're going to leave an incredible hole. See, we're told elsewhere to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Throughout Scripture, that comes up here and other places. Romans 12:10 says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love in honor, giving preference to one another. Isn't that interesting? That honor and humility go together. They go hand in hand. To be humble is to be honorable. To be honorable is to be humble. You can't separate the two. If pride is where you live, there is no honor in that. God gives no value to the proud heart. He never has. He'll knock you out, knock the ground out from underneath you when you stand high. He resists the proud and brings them down. But to the humble, he lifts up. So the honorable are the ones who just never look for it. But then back to Romans, in Romans chapter 14, verse 19, says, Romans 14:19, it says, therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify or build up another. You know what else I notice about the honorable? The honorable are the ones who edify others. Those who are forever building up somebody else in the Lord. Okay? They are honorable. And did you notice that in Romans 14:19, edification and peace go hand in hand. You're more likely to build up somebody in the Lord by peaceful means than by combative ones. When you're looking at your brothers and sisters in Christ, and yeah, there's a time, you know, that we got to take a stand and you don't move. But you know, I have never heard the Bows say a critical word about anybody here. Never. Never have. I've often heard them say how blessed they are by people here. And then they name names. And they mention individuals who've been such a blessing to them. I've never heard Bob and Jan express their biblical insights that they have, but I'm forever hearing about the biblical insights that they're getting from those around them. They're never in a rush to show off the depths of Scripture that they have a handle on, and they do. But they're always quick to say, look at what the Lord is doing to me today. At their age, still saying, look how the Lord is growing me, and look who he's using to grow me. And any old man, Bob will mention people, or Jan will mention somebody who's just been such a blessing. I tell you, that edifies people. Because it's not shallow, hollow flattery. Okay? It's genuine praise and giving glory to God for the people that he's put in their lives. That's what they're doing. Folks, that strengthens me. You see, that will make me want to be a better Christian and better friend in the Lord than any amount of criticism I ever get. And I need constructive criticism like everybody else. I get that. But they've made me want to be a better pastor. They made me want to be a better preacher of the word, a better tender of God's flock and his sheep, a better friend, a better husband to my wife, a better dad to my boys. Their kind of edification has made me stronger. I'm guessing that I'm not alone in this. But that's the honorable are the ones who are forever building up others in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, instead of building up themselves. And then back to 1 Peter. You go to 1 Peter chapter 4 and look at verse 16. It says, yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. To glorify is to give something great weight in your life and to put it above yourself. It's to give it a higher value than you give yourself. So we're to glorify God even in the face of suffering. Well, that's something else that I've noticed about the honorable. The honorable are the ones who glorify Christ and not themselves. And I've seen that in Bob and Jan. You know, the Boses carry pain. They have
They have physical trials and trauma. Bob scared the daylight out of us once when he had a collision with a car on his bike. They have heartbreaking experiences and emotional trial, just like everybody else, but you wouldn't know it, would you? You don't see that because they don't wear that. When a person exerts energy to glorifying God Almighty, there just isn't much energy left to complain, to criticize, to share your woes, to fret, or even to worry, really. You spend all your time saying, glory to God, praise my Savior, Jesus Christ. And you not only say it, you live it, and you show it, you display it. And that takes energy, folks, to glorify your Savior. And in so doing, man, you don't have time for the stuff that pulls you away from the Lord. You just continue to build other people up in the Lord. The honorable are the ones who glorify Christ in the way they live their lives. And that's what Peter was saying here in verse 16. Even in suffering, it is so easy to concentrate on your own suffering. I know that because I've done it, and I'm tempted to do that. All right, it is just so easy to do that because everybody, to some degree or another, suffers. I tell you, when you know, here's how you know you are not glorifying God and you're spending all your energy on your own pain. When you think nobody else is going through what you're going through or has gone through what you're going through. When you think that, you are in Disneyland, okay? You're on Fantasy Island because you think nobody else has felt this. Absolutely, others have felt this. In fact, chances are somebody's going through what you're going through right now in some way or in some form. My wife is an English lit major. She taught English lit at the high school level. And what was it? All fictional stories, any story you ever come up with, the basic plot, what did they say? All plots fall under one of seven categories, and that's it. That's it. All the stories that have ever been written, all the movies that have ever been made, the plots can be narrowed down to one of seven. We think that there's so much uniqueness around us. Folks, God made it really clear. In our day and age especially, there's nothing new under the sun. And there is no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. You're not facing anything that nobody else has faced. But I tell you what is unusual is for one who, in the face of pain, trial, hurt, still glorifies God Almighty. Now that's unusual. See? That's more rare than it is common. But as a born-again believer, having been saved by grace, you can do it. You can glorify God in these matters. And that has been the pattern I've seen anyway of Bob and Jan. And you remember when Bob hit that car? Or the car hit him? I'm not sure how that went. Either way, he lost that one. He didn't win that one. And, of course, I went to visit him at his house, and he did not look like normal Bob. He looked like beat-up Bob. He looked like Rocky, right? And you know, he didn't complain. He's laughing and smiling and still being Bob. You see, he still gave glory to the Lord, his Savior. Praise God that he was still on this earth. God had not called him home through that experience. He was glad he still had some time here. You know, and this is Bob and Jan, and this is the way that Peter is telling us to live our lives. Glorify God even in the matter of trial, even in the matter of pain. If you can glorify God in the matter of pain, boy, you're way ahead of the game, and you'll really glorify God in the matter of triumph, in the matter of joy. Because, you know, you can be just as poor a winner as you can be a poor loser. Be a good winner as well. And in the times of triumph and those peaks, and those joys and mountaintops, hey, give God the glory then as well. So this has just been a special time, you know, just to honor Bob and Jan. But let me tell you something. You don't have to wait until somebody moves away to give value where value is due. Okay? You can render honor where it's due right now. Right now, you can do that. You know how you do that? One way, just by saying, thank you? What's the last time you said thank you to somebody? A lot of reason to give thanks. Paul, the apostle, was forever giving thanks to God for people. And then he demonstrated his gratitude to the people themselves. And he was grateful for this, and he was grateful for that person. Have you ever just said thank you? You just let somebody know, you know, I prayed for you the other day, and I thanked God for you. You ever told anybody that? That gives honor where honor is due. You can do that. You can do that today. You can do that where you are. You're surrounded by the handiwork of God, and that handiwork is in the people around you. So give honor where it's due. And it takes humility to do that. But the honorable are the ones who aren't looking for it. So don't look for honor in yourself. Just give it where you see it. The honorable are the ones who edify others. Concentrate on building other people up. It takes humility to do so, I know. And the honorable are the ones who glorify Christ instead of glorifying self. And you can do that as well. God has made it possible. And so I'm just so glad to say thank you, Bob, and thank you, Jan. You've just been friends that and brother and sister that I personally don't deserve, so I'm better off because of you. It's been a joy to sing some of your favorite songs tonight. It's been a joy to know you these 5 years. And, of course, they're moving to Florida. Some of you will get to still see them because we got a lot of Florida snowbirds in this church, and I'd like to make a trip down there. And, of course, God may give us opportunities again to fellowship with Bob and Jan. But you know what? We all look forward to having been born again, that day when we fellowship together and for eternity. And we worship God in the clouds one day when we meet Christ face to face, go to his heaven, then come back to this earth where he'll set up his kingdom, and then get on with eternity after that. We're going to do that together. You always have that to look forward to, don't you? So for the born-again believer, goodbye really never is goodbye. It's just so long till we meet again. And I'm just so glad to know Bob and Jan, and I'm thankful for you, and I thank you. We're going to sing one more, and this is one of Jan's favorites. Now, this is in your hymnal on 232. I want you to turn there. However, the hymnal doesn't have the chorus. Just has the stanzas, and it's not one we sing much. I'm going to ask Judy. Judy's going to have to come up here and help Alan. Amy, Naomi, did you pass out some of these choruses? Okay, and some of you, it is actually an older hymn, so it's a classic and you may know it. So when it comes to the chorus, if you can sing it, go ahead. Otherwise, Alan knows the chorus, so does Judy. Judy can sing anything. So we're going to let them lead in the chorus, and everyone else sing. There's only two stanzas, okay? And then there is just stanza one and two. Just stanza one and two, okay? Thank you. Very good. I'm going to ask Bob and Jan to come up, and Avery is going to close in prayer. So if the three of you can come on up here, that would be wonderful. And Avery's going to pray for the Bozas at this point and pray for them, their safety, and the Lord's blessing upon them, and bring our service to a close. And then, folks, make sure you say goodbye to them, and they're heading out this week. Avery, here's the microphone, buddy. Bob and Jan, we'll just have you come stand right up here, okay? All right, there you go.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for this day, and please look after Mr. and Ms. Bose that they're moving this week to Florida for good, and please take care of them and protect them and look after them, and even we will all be saddened to see them go, help us to understand that you have found a place for them more suitable for them, and help us to be happy for what you have given them, and please take care of them, and hopefully they will see them again someday soon. And thank you for all the things you have done for us. And praise, it has been a blessing to have them in our church for 5 years. And thank you for everything you've done for them and us. In Jesus' name, amen.